Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Game Spoilers Podcast. My name is Jeremy. Joining me, as always, in front of me is June Williams.
Hello.
And Kerry Palmer.
Hi.
Today, we are talking about a game called Minute.
Minute.
Minute was made by...
We do this every time.
We do this every time.
You started saying it, I was like, oh no, get it up quick. Get it up. Stall, everybody.
Minute is out on many consoles, including Switch.
It's okay, I've got it. Okay, so... so... The developer is actually, like, it's one name, but it's actually just four names put
together.
That's
right, I forgot about this. Yes.
So, it's JW from Lambia.
Yeah, I was going to say Nicholas Ryan, yeah.
And then and Kitty, Jukio, and Dom.
Yeah.
It's JW, Kitty, Jukio, and Dom. That's their, like, developer name, which is actually...
I think one person did art, one person did music, another person did programming. I'm not sure what the fourth person... One of them, it might have been design, or they might have shared... They might have shared a bunch of roles.
Yeah, so
one of them is the composer.
Yeah, so it's Jan Willem Nyman, Kitty Callis, Jukio Callio, and Dominic Johan.
Yeah.
They've made a good game. It's cool that it's just like a little group of devs that are just like, let's make this game, and then they made the game.
Yeah, especially, you know, like one of them that is working at Valambia.
Mm-hmm.
Could just be like, yeah, I'm just not going to make a Lambia game.
Mm. Published by Devolver Digital, I think.
Yes.
It feels like a Devolver game, doesn't it?
Yeah, like it's... Devolver are pretty good at picking those little neat, high-concept games.
Yeah, sort of like their own indie curation list.
Mm. Yeah, so we played Minute.
Yeah.
How long roughly did it take you all to play?
It took me 69 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, around 40, 45 maybe.
Right.
I didn't check, so...
Minutes spelt with an I and an I.
Thank you. I appreciate you bringing this up. Yeah, I think I put in about 90 minutes, because I kept going after after the story was finished. Speaking of the story, Kerry, do you want to do a recap in a minute?
Everybody get ready. This isn't going to be no Obra Dinn nonsense. We're going to be here for less than 60... For a minute. M-I-N-I-T.
All right, you ready?
That's the joke I made. Keep going.
Oh, well, you didn't make it obviously enough, so I spelled it out for you, literally.
Starting the timer? No.
And, okay, so Minute is a game you play as a little, like a duck creature thing. It's in this Zelda black and white...
You're playing the same game as us?
He's got, like, a duck beak. Anyway, he picks up a cursed sword. Or it picks up a cursed sword, and the sword means that this creature can no longer live for more than 60 seconds at a time before he respawns at his house. And within this... construct, the creature must go and solve puzzles throughout the land to break the curse so that they may live a wonderful life of not dying every 60 seconds. And you do that by solving puzzles and going to the factory and breaking down the factory where there's like some...
A sword factory.
Yeah, it's a sword. It's a cursed sword factory.
It's really good.
And there's like one foreman who goes mad with sword factory power and becomes a sword face man.
50 seconds.
And then you beat him, and your sword breaks, and you can live forever. I'm stalling at this point because I'm done. Time.
Done, yeah.
And then you can... But you didn't... What's the final boss?
It's about the final boss.
Swordface.
Oh, you said Swordface.
Have you been listening?
Yeah. It becomes a Swordface.
Right, okay. I didn't know he had a name.
I mean, he doesn't. I just... You know, it's just... He was a face right. with swords.
Right. It's a... I like that boss a lot.
Yeah, it was cute. It was nice.
Like, fighting a sword as a final boss, I can appreciate.
I might have appreciated not having the minute time limit to do that, though, because it does go for longer than a minute. And the checkpoints are generous so that you could beat it anyway, but it's like, all right, that's just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah, I can sort of get that. Like, they're in, like, that non-minute dimension or something.
Yeah.
Non-minute dimension.
Yeah. Yeah, how do we all feel about this game?
It's very cute.
Yeah.
I liked the feel of it, and I liked... the cuteness of it, I guess, but I did not. It was fine.
Mm.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Right.
I didn't love it.
Would you recommend it?
Probably not.
Right. Kerry?
There you go. I think I would, but at the same time, it didn't really draw me in. It didn't really do that much for me. I appreciate it. I think it's cute. I think it's charming and whimsical and fun, but aside from that, it hasn't done that much for me.
Right, okay.
I think part of that is because all of the puzzles, all the combat stuff, you have to do it in 1 minute chunks before you respawn. I was just very quickly going through things, just like, right, just go, just go, just go, just go, just go. And just letting my brain just do stuff. So I didn't have to... I wasn't thinking very critically. I was just doing everything that was sort of in front of me. And some things were clever, but it all felt like it had to be quite... I don't know. I was being quite... I guess the term is procedural in my head in terms of like, all right, I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to do that, and now I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to do that. And
I didn't mind that. I thought I'd like those kind of games, though.
So yeah, so do I.
The issue I've had was it was frustrating having to go back and do it again every minute. Like, when I was, like, close to doing something, or, like, I was looking for something, like, I didn't quite know what to do, but I was trying to find out, and then I'd find out, and then I'd have to go back. It was just really, like, really frustrating having to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
I also found that, like, some of the puzzles were just, like, really unintuitive.
Like, some of them were. There's two, like, or three of them that really
just
got me.
Just, like, I how would I have ever thought to do that? Like, I'm going to be honest, I had to use a walkthrough for some of them, like, the factory ones. Especially in the fucking factory, like, didn't know where to go and stuff like that, and you die every fucking minute. You have to go back and, like, find your way back again. Really frustrating.
Right, okay. Yeah, like, I didn't have that. A lot of the time, my frustration was, like, I felt like I was doing something wrong a lot of the time, but then it was because I was. And then when I figured out what I was doing right, then it made what I was trying to do much easier. Like, there was a section where I was trying to do the factory, and I was going all the way through the mines to go into the factory to try and, like, basically trigger the final boss.
Oh, right. Because you were wasting 45 seconds.
I was wasting, like roughly 45 seconds because I didn't realize that there was just, like, I could have just gone the other way and crossed the bridge.
Yeah.
And rather activated the bridge. And I was like, oh, of course, I'm just the moron.
Yeah.
And
you heard it here first.
Yeah. breaking news. But yeah, like, there was a lot of... I found a lot of it was, like... It was like a streamlined classic Zelda game.
It really was.
It was like all the best bits of an older Zelda game sort of just put into one, like, little experience to just, like, just go for it.
Totally.
It was your own adventure, just go have that adventure and then come back.
Very reminiscent of older Zelda games with the way the shops worked, but also the enemies and the way these sword attacks worked and stuff like that. It was very reminiscent.
I did really like, did you ever, like, just do, like, talk to an NPC, or, like, just do something that you didn't think would do anything and then it did do something, like pouring water on the NPCs and be like, so clean.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's funny. The one I did was, there's one in that first, like, milk bar you go to or whatever it is, and this guy being like, I wish there was some music playing.
Yeah.
And you hit the jukebox and you go back and he's like, oh, not this kind of music.
Yeah, I want some real music.
Yeah, and then you hit it again and it changes and you just keep going back and he says the same thing. I want some real music. And you hit it again. He's like, I want some real music. And you finally get it. And he's like, yeah, this is great. Thanks.
Yeah. And they're like, that's it.
That's it. You just get an achievement and, like, that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's what made the game, like, good for me. It was, like, yeah, the NPCs were great.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I loved the hotel.
The hotel was so sweet.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite part of the game,
too. Yeah,
the
like hotel. That was a really good part.
I did like the hotel, but I got really frustrated when I couldn't get on the roof immediately. And I didn't understand why I couldn't get on the roof. And I just wanted to get those flippers. I just saw them up there. Because I saved that guy the first time. So I didn't have a hotel where there was a guy, where there wasn't a guy on top.
Right, just okay. Like,
let me up there. The whole time.
I also like the old man in the White House, in the lighthouse, sorry.
Mm.
Yeah, the slow talk.
Yeah, he's, like, super, super slow.
Yeah. Did any of you actually do the thing that he said?
I don't remember if I did. I saw it at the beginning. And
he
then
gives you, like, ocean directions. So you got to go up back. You got to go back there after you've got the flippers, because it's like, hey, go south, and then when you see the sharks, go east or something like that. But you can't do that until you've got the flippers.
I didn't play it a second time.
Yeah, no, I didn't go back there after I had the flippers, so I didn't go back to do that. But yeah, no, that was super cool. Really early as well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of... they sort of reward you for backtracking a lot. Or at least like going back to areas you've already been, just with more items.
Yeah.
You know, again, like a Zelda game or like a Metroid game.
Totally.
So I enjoyed that aspect a lot.
Yeah. I liked it whenever you saved someone. Everyone's a little... dialogue boxes were really cute. They were like, hey, thanks for saving me, come hang out this way, and we'll I'll thank you in person later.
Yeah.
Was the witch's house ever relevant?
The one that you kept going up and down the stairs?
I think it gives you hints.
So if you get out on the right floor, there are ghosts that appear on the world.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they give and you they give really hints. Obscure okay. hints.
Yeah, because I remember seeing the ghosts, but like they didn't help. And then I just like, well, this isn't working and I didn't know what to do. So I just kept going back up to the witch's house because there had to be something to do with the witch's house because that was all there was.
It was really weird, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it was fucking frustrating.
I just got the hints from them and I kind of left them, actually. Mm. Did anybody know what to do with the bone in the graveyard?
I do now because I watched What to Do with It.
Oh, okay.
What did you do with it?
You give it to the dog and it gives you a laugh.
What dog?
Oh, cute.
Your dog in your main house, the first house.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Oh, that's awesome.
He gets really happy. It's cute. Did you see in the house he has like a framed picture of the dog and stuff? Yeah. It's really cute.
Yeah.
This game had a lot of cute stuff like that.
Yeah, this game was full of just like really nice little touches.
Yeah, such good charm. And really, all of the puzzles and the design of it was quite... It was really quite good.
Yeah.
Some of it a bit obscure, but some of it quite nice. I think I really enjoyed... Did you get to the fast travel island on the boat?
I went on the boat to do the switches and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that... Yeah, okay.
And it creates like fast travel underneath your house.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I really liked all the puzzles on like top of that island.
Mm.
When you had to like cut down the tree over and over and over and over and over again, and then you finally get the key.
Yeah. Like I saw that long tree, I'm like, I bet you there's something you're talking
about. Yeah. That was so funny. Yeah, lots of really little things like that I think that got me. Maybe that's why I wasn't that keen to go back to it, because it was just lots of like, ha.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
Ha. Yeah, like a lot of aha moments, which are... not always, you know, they don't always give you more progress, but they just sort of give you like a cute little moment in this world.
Yeah. Well designed, I would say, this game.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay.
I wouldn't say well designed.
No?
Because like some of the puzzles just like didn't give you any hints on how to do that. It just expected you to know that is what.
So what did you get stuck on?
The factory, especially.
With like the boxes?
The boxes and like knowing to put the boxes in the to crush them.
Right.
I didn't get the guy on the roof until like very last, because I did not even think to kill, like I killed them, but you have to talk to him again, right?
You have to kill all of them except for one, which is why the person in the hotel is saying one of my regulars got hooked in with those bandits.
No, not those ones. The flipper guy.
Oh, you mean those very first ones in the water?
Yeah, and like I'd always just run past them or just like kill them and not talk to the guy in the water.
Right.
Okay. Or like I'd talk to the guy in the water and be like, well, he's not saying anything, and then I'd kill him and be like, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's just like no... I mean, I guess maybe through like the characters talking, you get those hints as well, but like I didn't think it was enough.
A bit frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if you're going to have a game that only lasts a minute, I think you've got to have like real polished, like this is where to go, this is what to do.
Mm.
Otherwise, people are just going to be... respawning every minute and being like, this is just awful. I'm just gonna stop. I mean, I'm not saying that it was awful, because it was still fun and I finished it, but like, yeah.
Right, yeah, like I didn't, especially with the box puzzle, immediately I was like, oh, this can be about...
Yeah, maybe I'm just an idiot.
I'll put the box in the computer. The one I actually got stuck on the most was just blowing up the bomb.
Oh, the bomb was hard, yeah.
Yeah, because I just because I didn't know that. Like, I was given that, but I think I had a break in between and I forgot I was given that ability.
Oh, right.
And so I didn't know that I could throw my sword. And I was like, oh, I must have to get like a bow and arrow or like a fuse or something. And so
I got stuck on
and
that.
And so like I left and I came back later. I'm like, I feel like I'm missing something. And then I was finding someone else somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then I just held down my sword attack and I threw it. And I'm like, ah, fucking shit. That's it. That's the one.
That's the one.
I just went back there immediately.
That's funny. Yeah, when I was playing this on the couch with Sam beside me, and there's that sword throwing ghost in the oasis in the desert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it says something like, leave my plants alone or something like that, and then starts throwing swords at you. And so I started cutting down some of the trees, and I didn't get all of them, and I didn't want to go back because it was a long way to walk, so I was just like, oh, whatever. And Sam was like, oh, why are you cutting down the trees? And I was like, I don't know, because I said not to, and, like, it's a game. And Sam was like, you didn't need to do that. I was like, yeah, all right, okay. And at some point, I got stuck. I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to that ghoul and see what happens when I actually cut down all the trees. And then when you do that, you can finally hit the ghost, and then it gives you the ability to throw your sword. And I said to Sam, I told you. I told you. I knew I needed to do that.
How do we feel about the art style?
very minimalistic, but I think effective enough. Yeah. I don't think I was that confused about what was what and what wasn't. There were some staircases that were a bit like, oh, this isn't obvious at all, but I reckon most of it was pretty good.
Yeah, that was alright.
Yeah.
I don't think very like Undertale kind of.
A little bit. It didn't blow my socks off or anything, but it was charming.
I thought it fit pretty well for the most part.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of this game was just like, this fits.
Yeah.
This just fits sort of naturally, especially like the music and stuff.
Mm. Yeah. No, the music was really nice.
It wasn't annoying, which I was worried it was going to be.
Yeah, I think for me, if anything, I had a complaint with the music is that when it changed, I was upset because I was enjoying what I was listening to already.
More games need music players.
Yeah. Everything was very simple. The movement and the attacking and the abilities and stuff like that. Like, did you guys find there was much to do with the watering can or that there was much to do with the camera? Like, in terms of actual puzzles and stuff like that?
I mean, the watering can give you extra lives if you, like, if you water some of your garden.
Oh, I didn't know that. I tried watering my garden and nothing happened, so I didn't bother.
In one of the temples, there's, like, fire blocking your way and you can put it out with the water.
Oh, right. Clever. I didn't even think of that.
You water the person in the desert. What do they give
you? Yeah, no, I watered them. That one. I watered them. I think they're the one that take you to the boat.
Ah, yeah. Ah.
Yeah, no, you're in the desert. Okay. You go there and he's like, oh, I need water. And you give it to them and they're like, great, thank you so much. I'll meet you at the sign maker. Yeah. And then they're like, great, thank you. I'll meet you at the boat. And you get there and he's like, I need wood.
Took me a while to find where the wood was.
And then you go get the boat wood.
Yeah.
Did you know where the snakes were?
No.
I did, but I kept forgetting in between getting to the snakes and going back to find out what I needed again.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I need boat wood. Where's the boat wood? Oh, I don't know. Oh, look, some snakes. I'm going to keep going.
No.
And I came back, oh, snakes. What am I doing again? Oh, I need boat wood. Where do I find boat wood again?
Yeah, it's interesting. Because this game was so... Because of the minute time limit, I just didn't think very critically about anything. Like, if there was a problem, I was just like, oh, just move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I followed the path of least resistance with this game, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't normally do that. A lot of the time, I'm normally pretty, like... completion-y, I'm like, oh, this is really interesting. But because I felt like I didn't have any time to figure it out, I was just like, I just powered through. This is interesting for me. I don't normally do that.
Yeah, I felt it sort of like complemented that in a way where it's like you were able to just sort of power through a lot of the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of like, I mean, like a lot of the puzzles or like mechanics wasn't like, I need to stop and think about this for a minute because... you don't have a minute. Yeah, like especially the ones on the island where you start creating like the, you start turning on the computers to get the fast travel going.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't like I'm just not getting this right. I need to start over. Like there wasn't any of that for those. It was just like, oh, I'll just keep going until, oh, okay, I got it right. All right, keep going.
Yeah, totally. I totally forgot to mention one of the most important parts of the final moments of the game where you flush the broken toilet down the... No, where you flush the broken sword down the toilet.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's very good. It's good.
Yeah. It's good because I'd walk past there. I'm like, what's this weird room on its own? All right, keep going. It's funny.
This game's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah. No, it's really good.
It knows when to laugh at itself.
Mm-hmm. How many coins did you all find? Zero coins. Zero.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. I got to 8.
8?
Yeah.
Why, did you buy the shoes?
Shoes are 10, aren't they?
No, they were 7.
Oh, maybe I got to 5. I remember I was like 2 off. I thought it was 10 off the top of my head.
Okay, yeah.
No, I remember being frustrated that I didn't get any. It's like, where the fuck are these coins?
Yeah. I don't know where the ones that I found were. Mm. Like, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I only had 3. Right? It was like 3 out of 19 or something.
Yeah. But like, apparently, if you play the game again, you only get 40 seconds to do everything. So that's when the shoes come in handy, so you can
run faster.
You only get 40 seconds?
40 seconds.
Ugh. That doesn't sound fun.
I mean, you get fast shoes.
But only once you get another 4 coins, in my case.
Do the coins carry over?
No idea.
Surely. There's a new game plus.
Probably. So you probably keep all your items. Well, at least some of the items. Not essential items.
Yeah. Don't know.
Like the bone.
The bone. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's pretty much it. Like, I'd be interested to go back and sort of see more of the deeper puzzles and, like, actually having to think about it. But, like, I'm clearly not interested enough to actually do it. So, like...
Is it because
I said the same about Oberdin, and I didn't go back.
Yeah.
Is it because it has that 1 minute that it's like, I don't really want to go back and do that again and die every time and have to go back and do it again?
Sort of, but also, like...
Well, 40 seconds.
I feel like if it didn't have the minute timer, I wouldn't be interested at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair enough.
That's true.
Mm. The other thing with it, though, is that, like, with... When I saw my, like, completion, it's like I had 40% of items collected or whatever and 3 out of 19 coins. I'm like, I don't feel like I left that many stones unturned.
Yeah.
I don't actually know where I would start looking if I went back into it. I'd be like, well, I've done all this.
Right.
But I know I haven't, but I don't actually know what to do.
Too hidden.
For me, at least, yeah.
Mm. I mean, there's a bunch of, like, NPCs where it's like, you're obviously meant to do something, but I'm not sure what it is just yet. Like, there's, like, the pirate guy with the... You go up to him and you... Like, the whatever. Like, he's got an eye patch and he's, like, just left of the main house at the beginning. At the front of the cafe.
Oh, and he's like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's totally something there. Mm. I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's the guy, the thing that the lighthouse man was talking about where you got to swim out to sea and turn left at the sharks.
Well, because, like, he's one of the only characters where if you hit him, he, like, hits you back and kills you.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you're obviously, like, something.
Yeah.
But it didn't come up in the main story.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Yeah. I don't know. Those are my thoughts.
We're at 27 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Do we have any...
Guys, want to talk about the newest game coming out from these guys called Hour?
Yeah. Is that a joke?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I won't do that again.
But like, I could not tell. Like, if they did, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I don't know. Short game. Small game.
Short game.
Florence podcast was about the same, right? About the same time.
I mean, Florence had more themes.
That's true.
It was a bit longer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a bit more to go in depth with it.
Yeah.
And it had such clever, like, gameplay mechanics.
That's true. Yeah.
And it was made in Melbourne.
Yeah. It was made in Melbourne.
I'll stop talking about it now in case I run into the danger of saying more about Florence on Minutes Podcast than I do about Minute.
Yeah, next week we are doing a different sort of game.
Next month
we are doing a different sort of game. We're doing Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves!
From Rare, which is weird to remember that Rare makes games again.
Mm-hmm. And not single player collectathons.
Yeah.
Or shooters.
That game is available in the Xbox Game Pass. Even if you don't have an Xbox, you can play it on the PC. Yeah, I think I'm excited to play this game with y'all for this because I've been meaning to play this game a little bit more than I have.
Yeah.
Lately, and game's a lot of fun.
It's been about 8 months.
Have you not played since basically since we last? Year. Have you played since we last played?
Nah, maybe like a couple of weeks after that, but right. Not since.
It came out last March, so that's 11 months ago.
So it would have been about maybe
maybe
6 months-ish.
Hmm. Cool. Yeah, it's exciting. Like
Second pirate game?
Mm. What's the first one?
Oberdin.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
I guess, yeah. It'd be interesting to do this because we haven't really done something that isn't specifically narrative-focused or single-player-focused. It'll be cool to see what we come out of this with. It'll be I think a bit more mechanics and, like, moments-based. Like, we had this great time when...
I think it's just going to be a big water cooler episode.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody, get your water coolers ready.
I'm so on board with, especially. Because I've been trying to push for games which are not specifically narrative or story games, or just, like, games which aren't usually... which wouldn't be put onto something like this. Mm. Like, another one I suggested was State of Decay 2.
Yep.
Which I've also been playing, and yeah, like both of these games are very much like just moment to moment water cooler story games.
Yep. Yeah, I'm also pretty keen to play Into the Breach as well, but we'll see what we do with that.
I probably wouldn't suggest Into the Breach for a Game Spoilers one.
Oh, okay. Next. I'll just play that by myself.
Yeah.
You can play games not that are not sanctioned by us, you know.
Hey, let's play Apex Legends for TSP.
Like I said, no. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Brief.
Thank you for listening. You can find everything we do at minimap.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us at GameSpoilersPod on Twitter or minimapau.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry, where can they find you on Twitter?
KJPalmer_24.
June, where can they find you on Twitter?
Junez, JUN_EWS.
Find me at Obi-Wan Jez on Twitter. Obi-Wan, like the Star Wars character, Jez like me. You can listen to...
Jez like me!
You can listen to our other podcast, MiniMapCast, which we just finished an episode where we spoke about Kingdom Hearts, Apex Legends, and...
Crackdown. And Activision.
And, yes, a lot of things. So, yeah. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. See you next month for the Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, see you in the high seas.
Yar! Shiver me, yar! Dim yar! Ar, ha, ha! The hearty. Ar, high seas. Why are you doing this to me? You've got to say bye, Mom. No, I don't know that many pirate things. I could be a parrot. I could do I'm a parrot. I'm the captain's shoulder.
Keep going.
Should we save this for next week? Should we just start next month, rather? We just start the next podcast with me continuing my pirate impression?
Yes.
Lower the anchor! We set sail for the Jamaicas! Yar! I'll be peg leg stings. Why are you doing this to me, Jeremy? Finish the podcast!
Bye, Mom.
Jesus.